So we've got an echo of my feed coming back here, and not anymore. We don't. Okay. So we're still getting the kinks out of the new system here. It is Wednesday, January 9th, 2019, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. And we have got lots to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, opinions, and observations here. Okay, Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer just finished their little meeting up on Capitol Hill trying to resolve the issue. Basically, they got nowhere. Trump came on out and said basically it was a waste of time. Again, this is a chest-thumping, who's really in charge here kind of contest, where Trump is simply saying, I will sign the spending bill when you put the money for the wall in there. And Pelosi and Schumer are out there saying, not $1 for a wall. And so, really, it's a case of who's in control and who's going to win. And to heck with the harm that it's causing. It's already cost the country more in the partial government shutdown than it would have cost to build that portion of the wall here. Now, last night, as you know, Donald Trump did his first speech from the Oval Office to the American people. It was 8 minutes long. It was very succinct. And the networks were throwing up these little boxes underneath, fact check. Is he really right when he says this? Which I noticed they didn't do when Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer got up there. But Donald Trump basically came on up and said, this is a choice between right and wrong. There's a humanitarian crisis down there at the border, but it's not of our making. And he's absolutely right there. Now, he did not declare an official state of emergency, but it looks like he was laying the groundwork to do just that. Now, Pelosi and Schumer, when they got their turn at bat, they got personal. They were blasting Trump, saying he was obsessed with the wall and saying the wall is cruel. And that he's just throwing a temper tantrum. Of the two of them, Schumer had a better response. Pelosi just kind of just thrashed around, kind of lukewarm. She didn't really seem to have much of a focus going in there at all. And probably as a result of that, social media just went to town on Chuck and Nancy with all their humorous memes. And the funniest one I saw was one that was animated with Chuck Schumer in a hat and a beard and a pitchfork and Nancy Pelosi in a little bonnet here. And behind their speech, they were basically tracking the overlays with the actual people. And they had the theme from Green Acres behind there. So that was a lot of fun. There was a lot of humor out there. They're making fun of the whole situation. And social media really did not respond to Schumer and Pelosi. I did notice, though, that on the corporate media coverage of Trump's speech, you know, immediately the comment section was loaded up with all kinds of comments bashing Trump, bashing the border wall, saying we've got to have open borders. I mean, can you see bought and paid for? I knew you could, children. I mean, it was that obvious here. Now, remember, only last year, the 2018 omnibus spending bill, okay, provided $500 million to help Jordan build a wall. They funded a border wall in Jordan across its 287-mile border with Iraq and Syria. So all this talk about walls don't work, well, they funded one for Jordan. They've certainly been funding one for Israel. That Berlin Wall worked pretty effectively at reducing the flow of people from east to west. The Great Wall of China certainly slowed down the Mongols. And here's a little interesting situation. Back in 2006, there was an act passed by Congress called the Secure Fence Act of 2006, and it passed Congress on a bipartisan basis. And it passed House of Representatives 283 to 138. The Senate was 80 to 19. And what this bill provided for was the construction of 700 miles of physical barriers between the Mexico and United States border. But in the end, only 36 miles of the fence was ever built. What happened to the rest of it? Where did that money go? And by the way, the people back then who voted in favor of the Secure Fence Act of 2006 was Sherrod Brown. She was in the House back then. She's now in the Senate. Thomas Carper, Dianne Feinstein, Bill Nelson, Chuck Schumer, Debbie Stabenow, Ron Wyden, and other Democrats who supported the bill in the Senate were Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Harry Reid, Senator Barack Obama. So why are they so opposed to the fence now? Well, because Trump is the president. And by golly, politics trumps national security. We just have to oppose anything Trump is doing. We can't let him have a success or we'll be in trouble in 2020. That's really what it's all about. The 2020 election campaign is already underway, and the Democrats' one job is to prevent Donald Trump from accomplishing anything that he can talk about going into 2020. That's how petty they have become. And, you know, too bad if Americans are losing their jobs to illegal immigrants who underbid them for employment. Too bad if Americans are getting ill from these contagious diseases they're being brought on in. Too bad if our social services are being strained by this huge glut of illegal immigrants. I think the Yale study said there's something like 25 million illegal immigrants in this country, the vast majority of whom are basically scarfing off the nation, getting free stuff. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. The corporate media, of course, didn't look at the content of Trump's speech. They just attacked him personally. Over at CNN, Jim Acosta tried to make a joke saying that Trump's speech needed a Surgeon General's warning because it was hazardous to the truth. Meanwhile, CNN's Don Lemon, the same one who said that they should time delay and then edit Trump's speech, was out there saying that, again, the network should delay the Trump address because people might actually believe him. You know, and that would be a terrible thing. Trump could get up there and say something and people might believe it, but I guess that's the risk you take when you have to deal with the president. Well, frankly, Don, that's the risk we take when we tune into CNN. Are we going to get the truth? We certainly didn't about things like Saddam's nuclear weapons, now did we? Meanwhile, Ocasio-Cortez is blasting the border wall, calling it a monument to hate or a monument to Trump. Same difference. Well, Ocasio, or Sandy, that's what she called herself when she was young. Sandy, listen to me for just a minute here. When I lock the door of my home at night, it's not because I hate my neighbors. It's because I love my wife. That's the difference here. Then Sandy Ocasio-Cortez came on out saying, believe it or not, she actually said this, illegal immigrants are more American than Trump supporters. How did this woman get elected saying things like that? Trump supporters are American citizens. The illegal immigrants are not. And for Sandy Ocasio-Cortez to say that illegal immigrants are more American than Trump supporters, it's ridiculous. It's completely unsupportable. And what's really amazing, though, is to look at all of these people who are attacking the border wall, who are attacking Donald Trump, who back in 2006, they were all in favor of it. They thought it was great. And again, back in 2006, talking about the Secure Fence Act, Barack Obama was out there saying the bill before us will certainly do some good. Hillary Clinton said, look, I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try and prevent illegal immigrants from coming in. And I do think you have to control your borders. That's Hillary Clinton, 2006. Back in Bill Clinton's 1995 State of the Union speech, he said all Americans were right to be disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering the United States, adding that illegal aliens impose burdens on the U.S. taxpayers. Now, Chuck Schumer, and there's actually a video out of him saying that, yes, he's in favor of secure borders. Shortly after voting in favor of the Secure Fence Act, basically did a speech at the Georgetown University Law Center. And he said that referring to illegal aliens as undocumented is unacceptable. They are illegal aliens, and illegal immigration is wrong, plain, and simple. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration. In 2013, Nancy Pelosi, then House Minority Leader, referred to border security as a basic principle and urged Congress to support legislation to secure the U.S. border. Joe Biden said that we, meaning President Obama and himself, felt so strongly from the day we took office for the need for immigration reform in 2014. Basically, Biden continued by criticizing those who entered this country illegally. Imagine, I say, I got a good idea. Let's gather up everything we have, sell it, give it to some coyotes to take us into a country that doesn't want us, drop us off in God knows where. We don't know anybody. We leave everything that's familiar to us. Let's go. Isn't that going to be a great idea? These are horrible decisions these people are making. And we know, certainly in the case of the migrants in Europe, the reason they're making those decisions, they're being promised there's going to be free stuff at the other end of that path. And who knows what the illegal immigrants are being told to lure them into the United States of America. As long as you vote Democratic, you'll get free stuff. Won't have to work anymore. We'll put you on welfare, get you a driver's license and a voter registration card. Now, Donald Trump was right to include in his comments about the border fence the drug problem in the United States of America. And you need to remember that he's not proposing a wall between all of Mexico and the U.S., although that would certainly be appropriate. The U.S. southern border is approximately 2,000 miles, and the discussion is about 1,000 miles of physical barriers in regions that are heavily controlled by the drug cartels. Now, the Texas border is about 1,200 miles of the approximately 2,000 miles of the southern border. Most of that is the Rio Grande. So throw in a few crocodiles. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Mexico has numerous states under the direct influence of drug cartels. They have their own standing armies. They have access to RPGs, armored vehicles, artilleries, and explosives. A lot of that came through the Fast and Furious programs. And a lot of the most dangerous, violent drug cartels operate south of the Texas border. Over in Tijuana, they've got some of the highest murder statistics in all of Mexico. And most of the victims tend to be tied to drug trafficking. So Trump is absolutely right. If we want to get the drug problem under control in this country, one of the things that we have to do is close that border. Of course, that's not going to have any effect on those drug smugglers with aircraft, such as, oh, for example, the Central Intelligence Agency. But it will help. It'll help a little bit here. Now, as I mentioned before, during Trump's speech, the corporate media were flashing up these little fact check boxes. Oh, was he right on that? Oh, no, he wasn't. He wasn't. And CBS News, when Trump came on up and said that one third of the migrant women were being raped while on their way up to our border, CBS immediately put up, fact check, he's wrong, it's wrong. It's actually 60 to 80% of the women who are being raped on the way. And then they realized that actually sold Trump's point, and they pulled it down again. So they got hoisted with their own petard there. Polls are showing that Americans agree there's a problem down there at the border. And over at Breitbart, they had a survey saying that 42% of voters say the U.S. is facing a crisis, while only 37% say the U.S. is facing a problem, according to this poll, which was conducted with Politico. Now, notice the very subtle way they have of keeping the numbers down. They split it. Instead of saying, is there a problem or not, or is there a crisis or not, they say, is it a crisis or a problem or not? So they split the numbers. So they get 42 for crisis, 37 for facing a problem. Okay, but that makes a 79% of Americans say there is an issue with that southern border that has to be dealt with. 79%. Are the Democrats listening? Of course not. They love the illegal immigrants. They can swindle them into voting Democrat anytime they want. Okay, now the former director of Immigration Customs Enforcement basically responded to Alexandria or Sandy Ocasio-Cortez for claiming immigrant children died in ICE custody. And basically he came on out saying that every time she opens her mouth, she's wrong. First of all, the child in question was 8-year-old Felipe Gomez Alonso, who died in the custody of the Border Patrol, not the Immigration Customs Enforcement. And Border Patrol did everything they could to save the child's life. He was in bad shape. Now, here's where I come from that. If there is somebody to blame for the death of that child, it is the parents who made that choice to leave behind their home, leave everything, sell everything, go to the U.S. because somebody had told them, if you get up there and vote Democratic, you're going to get all kinds of free stuff. If anybody bears the blame for the death of that child or any of the other children who are dying on that path to the United States, it is those parents who are making a poor choice. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came on out on MSNBC saying that Trump is anti-American for not letting in every foreigner who wants to come. I think we need to go back and recount those ballots in her election. I can't imagine people actually voting for somebody this dumb. And she came on out again and said that Trump is forcing illegal immigrants to be illegal by not giving them legal status as soon as they step across the border. It's utterly ridiculous. Okay, let's see. You're coming across the border, and what do you do? Well, I'm with MS-13. I'm here to sell drugs to your teenage kids. Okay, here's your legal status. Just get on in. All right, let's take a phone call here. Art off the grid. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm kind of curious. I was listening to talk radio earlier today, and there was some talk about, I don't know, I can't recall the name of the group, but apparently there's a group of some kind of organization over there in France that are trying to instigate the people into a run on the banks. Now, we know what happened.
It's the Yellow Vests. It's the Yellow Vests, and it's for this weekend.
And now we know what happened in 1929 right here in the United States when the run on the banks. This was when the banks called in all their loans, and, of course, nobody had the money. Everybody was rushing to try to close out their accounts, and this is what caused the big butt kick for the Great Depression. So now I'm kind of curious, if the Yellow Jackets, Yellow Vests, or whatever the heck you want to call them, seems like nobody can decide whether to call them Yellow Jacket, Yellow Vests, or Yellow Coats, but call them whatever you want, if they are successful and are able to instigate a run on the banks this weekend or this
yep.
week, how do you think that will affect the global economy?
Well, it's already had an effect on the euro. The euro's already dropping. People think that there may actually be something because the Yellow Vests are enjoying a huge amount of popular support. Now, your understanding of the crash of 29 is a little bit flawed. What initiated the event was the crash of the stock market. That led the stock market to send out the margin calls to ordinary citizen investors. They didn't have it, and that's what began to bring the whole pyramid down. Anyway, listen, Art, stay on the line. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll bring you right back after these words.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Art Off the Grid, and we're talking about the fact that the Yellow Vests are calling for basically the French people to pull their money out of the French banks this coming weekend. And the Yellow Vests are taking a bit of a gamble here because if nobody does pull their money out, if it's just a fizzle, that's going to undermine the idea that they have a lot of popular support. But apparently this is going all over social media, and they're trying to build some momentum toward this. If it does look like a lot of people are getting ready to pull their money out, Macron may be forced to take some draconian action like shutting down social media or simply ordering the banks to stay closed and not respond to withdrawals, either one of which would damage him politically as well. So this is getting into be a real intense situation over there in France.
You know, we know that when the stock market crashed in 1929, 1930, we went into the Great Depression. That was basically pretty much just, it was contained within the United States because we didn't have the global economy like we have today. So
yes.
I'm kind of curious, when we hear people talk about if the U.S. economy tanks, you know, the whole world's economy is going to come crashing down. That's the big fear porn. Well, if the United States, let's say, for example, if we had a run on the banks here, well, what would that happen? We know what would happen. We've already seen what happens when there's a run on the banks here in the United States. So I'm kind of curious, if we had a run on the banks in France, do you think it would still affect us in the same way it would affect France if our economy were to tank because we had a run on our banks? Do you think it would play out the same way, or do you think we would maintain some immunity against it?
Well, the real open question is going to be how many derivatives, credit default swaps on the French banks are currently held by American investment institutions? Because if they're holding a lot of these credit default swaps and those French banks go down, then yes, it's going to have a significant effect here in the United States of America. But so it's kind of hard to guess because we don't know what that derivatives exposure really is between France and the United States. We do know there is some. We know that back in 2008, when the mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed, it caused a lot of damage to the banks in Europe, to the point where there appears to have been a covert bailout of Europe's banks by the U.S. Treasury.
Okay, so you think it's just going to be basically more or less just kind of left open depending on the circumstances?
I think there's going to be some effect here in the United States. How bad it's going to be, I'm not in a position to say.
Okay. All right, man. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and getting on back to the news here. President Trump is basically ordering the Federal Emergency Management Agency to stop sending money to California for wildfire management until they get their act together. And in this case, he's absolutely right. California got a large amount of money to keep the forests managed. But Governor Moonbeam said, oh, no, we're going to let them grow naturally. We're going to let nature take over. We're not going to go on in and deface these forests by, you know, bulldozing fire trails. And, of course, that's why that fire got so completely out of control. Now, Nancy Pelosi, of course, is slamming Donald Trump, basically saying that it's an insult to those who died in the fire. No, actually, what is an insult to those who died in the fire are those government officials who did mismanage the forests and public lands of California and basically set up a situation where a massive fire like that was inevitable. You can't just let the forests grow wild and expect that they're never going to have wildfires. It doesn't work that way. You do have to manage those lands. And one of the misconceptions a lot of people have about the Native Americans is that they just lived with nature and nature did what it was going to do and the Native Americans lived there. And it's actually not true. Archaeologists now understand that the Native Americans actually did quite a bit of land management, that they engineered the open meadows to make hunting easier, that they actually managed the forests to try and make them more productive. So land management is something that is supposed to be part of a man's interaction with nature anyway. And again, there was that wonderful speech that Michael Crichton used to do called Chaos Theory in Yellowstone. And he included it as a subsection of his book, State of Fear, where he basically said, look at all the environmental disasters that happened to Yellowstone Park, but there's no evil corporations to blame for it. Every time something bad happened, it was done by these so-called environmental experts with the best of intentions because they just did not understand what they were doing. And again, it's the book is State of Fear. You can probably find it at the used bookstore. It is a book that Al Gore and the global warming people would like to go away. In fact, Crichton, shortly before his death, he was getting harassed and threatened over that book. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Rod Rosenstein over at the Justice Department, who supposedly was overseeing the inquiry into the alleged and never proven Russian meddling in 2016, is now planning to resign. He's going to step down as soon as Trump's nominee for Attorney General, William Barr, is confirmed. And at that point, Rod Rosenstein will step away. And maybe Rod is thinking it's time to basically get while the getting is good, because Barr may actually do the job. I'm being hopelessly optimistic. I'm looking back at the last six or seven attorney generals who all seem part of this cover-up deep state situation. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and by the way, as you're probably aware right now, there is a movie coming out about her and her fight for sexual equality, early feminism, and she did a lot of really good work back then. So it's great that she's getting her little nod that way. She is not doing well, and she has missed her third consecutive day at the Supreme Court. And this is significant because Ruth Bader Ginsburg never missed a single day of oral arguments in all of the years that she has been on that Supreme Court. And so for her to miss three in a row. That is serious. Now, she's currently recovering from recent surgery to remove cancerous nodules from her lungs. This is her third bout with cancer. And so with all due sensitivity and respect, apparently quiet preparations are already underway within conservative legal circles and the White House counsel's office in the event that Ruth Bader Ginsburg decides to step down from the bench or worse. Now, she's 85 years old, and I can understand once you're on the Supreme Court not wanting to step down, but I think there comes a time when anybody's going to look at their own job performance and say, I'm really not up to doing this any longer. So it looks like Trump is probably going to get an opportunity to choose yet another Supreme Court justice, and the American people will be treated to another three-ring circus courtesy of the liberals during the confirmation hearings. Oh, that nominee, he abused a kangaroo 6 years ago, and that kangaroo had to have therapy, and he's been traumatized, and whatever else they're going to come up with here. Jerome Corsi is moving forward with his major lawsuit against Robert Mueller. Corsi, as you know, was offered a plea bargain which involved basically lying about Donald Trump so that Mueller could go after Trump. And Corsi turned him down and said, no, I'm not accepting any deal that involves my having to lie. And so Corsi is now suing Robert Mueller. I think it's for $350 million, alleging prosecutorial misconduct, bullying, and so forth. It's going to court, and Corsi is saying he's willing to take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and I hope he does. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Matt in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I believe that this government shutdown is just organized theater to be a cover story for the economic collapse that they've orchestrated over decades, and that the cutting off of food stamp money aid in February and the lack of the IRS returning people's money to them is going to stop huge amounts of money from entering the economy from the bottom up. And they're going to use that as the cover story for why everything's collapsing, when in fact it's all been planned and orchestrated for decades.
Well, I have absolutely no doubt that they're going to use the shutdown as an excuse for why the economy is falling apart. But the economic crash is not planned and orchestrated. Their problem is they can't keep it from happening any longer. This economy has been in trouble. Well, to be really accurate, the economy was doomed 100-plus years ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve. And it's been ticking along and ticking along. And over the last 30 years, especially with the decline in manufacturing, the economy has been getting worse. And they've tried to salvage it with things like the service economy and, you know, again, siphoning wealth from the rest of the world through Bretton Woods and the petrodollar. But it's a Ponzi scheme. All private central banks are pyramid operations, and all pyramids eventually collapse, and they can't stop it from happening. But you are right in one thing. They're looking for somebody or something to blame so that the American people don't turn on the bankers and their enablers and say, you guys set this up, knowing it was going to crash eventually. You guys set this up, and you had the opportunity to fix this on numerous occasions, and you failed to do so, because Congress can rescind the charter for the Federal Reserve anytime they want to. You know, it's not permanent, locked in stone. And so when it all comes apart, congressmen are going to say, well, you know, the Federal Reserve was created before I was born. And we're going to come back and say, yeah, but you could have shut it down and stopped this crash from happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you on that point. But the biggest thing I want people to remember as things start to really unravel and fall apart is that, you know, Trump using this wall as an excuse to, you know, keep America safe. When you look at the economic harm and all the turmoil and strife that is caused by the shutdown is going to cause far more insecurity and turmoil in America than not having a border wall.
Well, yeah, and that's why the Democrats really would be, if they were really concerned about the American people and about these people in the government who are not working right now, they would go ahead and fund the border wall. I mean, if they can fund Israel's wall against Palestine, if they can fund a wall for Jordan, okay, why can't they go ahead and fund the border wall for Donald Trump? Because in the long run, they'll save money, because the illegal immigrants are costing the United States more than the wall will, just in terms of providing free medical care for all the illegal immigrant births that are taking place. The illegal immigrants, they get into this country, and as quick as they can, they start popping out babies to become, you know, anchor baby citizens, which is why there's a big debate over birthright citizenship. But this isn't Trump's fault. You know, Trump made it very clear he wanted this wall funding. It's the Democrats who are out there saying, we want open borders. We want illegal immigrants to flood into this country. We want diseases to come on in, make y'all sick so that the medical industrial complex is going to make money. We want the illegal immigrants here because they will vote Democratic and we can hold on to power. They're already looking towards 2020, and they think if they can get enough illegal immigrants into this country, that they can take the Senate and the White House. Unfortunately, I'm predicting they're going to take the White House, because Trump just is a disappointment at this point. So we have to work to keep the Senate Republican. But again, nobody planned or engineered this coming economic crash. The problem is they can't keep it from happening.
Right. Well, I appreciate your time. Have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Hey, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. The IMF is located in Brussels, along with NATO, right? Belgium?
I think it's headquartered there, yes.
The World Bank's in Washington, D.C., right?
Yes.
Well, do you know the head of the World Bank is stepping down 3 years ahead of time? February 1st, he's getting out of Dodge. So I don't know exactly.
Yeah, that's a very telling message right there.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it could be a coincidence, you know, or it might not be. I mean, I know we're not in part of that clique to know these things, you know. Mike, I don't know if you know this, Doug. Did you hear about Iran is holding a U.S. Navy veteran? I guess he was maybe spying also. A lot of spying.
Yeah, he got arrested a while back, and they accused him of espionage.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a tit-for-tat going on all around the world. You know, I mean,
there really is, but I think they're trying to make a big issue about this sailor as part of the overall campaign to demonize Iran. Oh, Iran is holding this sailor, and he should send him home and everything. But if he was committing espionage, I mean, anybody who works in intelligence as a field agent, I hope understands the risks. You go into somebody else's country and you conduct espionage, they're going to be very angry about it if they catch you. I mean, during wartime, you're subject to summary execution.
Yeah, remember when the United States went into, I mean, this is how bad this country's become. Our government went into the Russian embassy. Remember that? I mean, no, I mean, that's their ground. You know, that's their soil. And, you know, just to walk, that's how much they think of other countries like sovereignty, you know, except our own because we're exceptional, you know, and Israel. You know, but everybody else has no sovereignty. You know, and that's the neocon and the neoliberal mentality. You know,
yes,
left
it is,
and
unfortunately.
Right. Yeah. And then, Mike, real quick, I just want to let you know, Russia, on a remote part of the Arctic coast, is doing some training because that's where the next battle is, in the Arctic, for natural resources, obviously. But that's all I want to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I enjoyed the Kavanaugh hearings, and I was hoping they'd go on longer. And I feel the same way with this whole wall government shutdown. I think it really works to Trump's favor the longer the government's shut, and the longer if he falls, he's finished. It'll be like no new taxes with Bush. But what's really going to be interesting here, the real politics of it, is the Democrats fighting the Democrats. Because I watched Steny Hoyer there at that meeting, and he's very uncomfortable. You know why? Because he's a government worker Democrat. He's not an anti-Trump fanatic. They want the government back open. You could see it in his eyes. That, well, what's 5 point? You're going to shut down all these Democrats getting their paychecks for $5.7 billion? That's peanuts.
Yes.
I mean, this guy, Steny Hoyer, is a longtime deal maker. You could tell it's bothering him. But no, the Democrats are destroying or hurting their own major element, which because they are the party of the government worker, for these fanatic liberals.
It's not the whole Democratic Party. Let's be clear here. I mean, the Republicans are united behind Trump to get that wall built. But in the Democratic Party, there's a lot of dissension. And there are quite a few Democratic members of Congress who are right now saying, no, this is not a good thing. But it is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer who are driving this forward. It's basically a chest-thumping contest. It's a power play, and they don't care about the harm they are causing to the nation or even to their own Democratic workers or anything else. It's not about the borders. It's not about immigration. It's about basically damaging Trump politically by making him back down.
Yeah, but that's my point. If Trump holds his guns, you're going to see guys like Steny Hoyer and Joe Manchin. They're going to go to Pelosi and Schumer and say, I've got all these workers. They're not getting paid. They're Democrats going back to FDR, you know, the TVA. And you're going to shut down for $5.7 billion just because you don't like Trump. So Trump's got the winning hand. All he's got to do is stay with it, just like Kavanaugh. He should have let it go another week. Because he had the winning hand, and I think he's gonna. I think he's playing a game. I think this is exactly. I hope that he thinks, you know, because the other thing that can really come out of this, besides a wall, is to do away with the government shutdown threat once and for all. That'll be a very valuable thing for the President Trump to have done if he can stand by his guns and say, "Hey, see, I can shut the government down, and so what." You know, let them all whine on CNN. Let them all whine. You know, what most people it has no effect on. If anything, you know, so many of those guys are overpaid. They get two big pension funds, and they're just all they do is write rules and regulations to bust your balls.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they look at federal government workers who are paid anywhere between 1.25 to 1.5 times what people in the private sector are paid for the exact same work. And you're right. They have got amazing benefits. They've got union protection. It's almost impossible to fire them. And there's a lot of hostility against them. In fact, I'm looking at this article that just came out of Reason Magazine saying, please, TSA workers, don't come back. It's going to be hard for Pelosi and Schumer to get the public on their side by trying to build sympathy for the out-of-work federal workers. Now, obviously, some groups like the park rangers and everything, people are going to be feeling bad about them. But Pelosi and Schumer are basically counting on the corporate media to keep portraying this as Trump shutdown. And so we, the American people, we, the independent media, all of you Rivero's Rangers out there, need to make a point of saying this is all the fault of the Dem. It's all the fault of Schumer and Pelosi, who are just out there trying to score political points at the expense of all of these federal government workers. And again, remind them they're screaming about they don't want a wall on the border with Mexico to deal with the illegal immigrants and the drugs and the gang members coming off. But they were perfectly okay funding a border wall for Jordan. They were perfectly okay funding a wall for Israel. And right now today, there are four times as many border walls on between countries on Earth as there were on the day when the Berlin Wall came down. So walls are seen as a good thing.
Where I sit, the way I see it, one of two things is going to happen. Trump's going to hold it to his guns and the Democrats are going to cave, or Trump's going to give to the Democrats and reopen government and declare a national emergency and win anyway. So he's sitting on a winning hand. Personally, I hope he does. He holds to the guns of keeping the government shut down, because I want to show the world that I want him to show the world that not to be scared of shutting the government down when necessary. And that'll take this whole government shutdown wand away from these people. It was stupid when Gingrich surrendered back in 95. I never forgave him for that, when he had the government shut down. He surrendered because a bunch of slave rides were shut down in Yellowstone. Oh, my God. And the media was cacophonizing what a demon and the Grinch that he was. And he just folded like a cheap suit. I think Donald Trump is made of sterner stuff than Gingrich, and I hope he stands by his guns.
He has to stand by his guns. If Trump caves on this, that's the end of any chance he has in 2020. He's disappointed his base so many other ways. He's got to win this one, and he's got to start working his way back toward giving back to his base the support that they gave him in 2016. Because right now, the people who supported him, absolutely. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. Anyway, Joe, thanks an awful lot. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, we're going to go back to the phones to Miles in Maine. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. It's nice to hear you.
Thank you.
You know, Michael, you're welcome. I was just, you know, thinking, and I can't help but get this thought ever so often, and how everyone forgets. Whoever, you know, we're talking humanitarian and this stuff about these illegal aliens, but whoever remembers illegal alien Gonzalez floating into Miami from Cuba? And why isn't that brought up?
I remember the big stink about sending him back. That was a real awkward situation. And I think it illustrates why we need a clear set of rules and guidelines about immigration. And there are no exceptions and no loopholes. That's where a lot of this stuff comes from, all these loopholes. And I'm finding myself siding with those who are saying that there has to be a way to say that, no, you non-citizens can't sneak into this country, have a baby, and that baby becomes a citizen. I do think that if two people come from another country and they are legal immigrants into this country and they have a baby, that baby is a U.S. citizen. I'm okay with that. But that loophole of just popping out a baby as soon as you get here, that's why they call them anchor babies. Once you've got an anchor baby, that anchor baby is a U.S. citizen. You can't be deported. That's why we have 25 million illegal immigrants in this country right now. 25 million. Just think about what would happen if all those illegal immigrants at once decided to get up and start behaving like, the people down in Zimbabwe or South Africa and say, we're going to start killing the American people and taking their farmlands and properties. 25 million. That is a major, major force. It's certainly bigger than the U.S. Army.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the thing about the alien Gonzalez situation is the mother had sent him over on a raft. The father wanted him home. And, you know, this was during the Clinton administration.
I remember.
Well, a few of us still do. But, you know, Trump could have brought up, he should be bringing these things up. He should be bringing up this kind of history, and his advisors should be notifying him of it, because it would be valuable right now, right in this situation, with them making such a fuss about these kids that, you know, come here and are basically being used by their parents at any expense to try and get into the country. And, the Democrats,
it's child abuse. It's child endangerment. You know, we shouldn't be making these people citizens. We should be throwing them in jail for child endangerment.
And like Rahm Emanuel said, let no good crisis go to waste. Well, I agree. We shouldn't let this crisis go to waste. It should be every day we should be talking about the case law of the Gonzalez case when he came into Florida. But thank you so much, Mike, and love your show. You know that. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to let you go. We're coming up here on station identification. We've got another caller waiting on the line and a bunch of news after that. So should be hearing the music here any second. There it is. Okay. All right. So we're going to do a break for station identification. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to go